This is Mac OS Ken.
Excitement grows over iPhone sales, Wi-Fi issues for some new units, and immersive video announcements. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code MacOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKen. What a difference a bunch of new iPhones makes. CNBC says Apple shares on Monday erase the stock's losses for calendar year 2025. Of course, there are 3 months left in calendar year 25, but With Apple's 4% gain on Monday, the piece says the stock is up a little over 2% for the year. Apple is the last of the tech megacaps to turn positive. As for what's driving the shares in that direction, CNBC indicates that it's strong demand for Apple's latest iPhones, with a special shout-out to demand in China. And while Apple still doesn't have the AI solution investors crave, the piece says Apple's new products include several AI features, such as its new AirPods Pro 3 headphones automatically translating spoken text, and its new Apple Watch models using machine learning to warn users about high blood pressure risks. Hang on a second. Okay, so now CNBC believes what Apple has said for years, that AI runs throughout everything the company does. Anything to be able to say, see, we were right about Apple and AI. Did somebody say something about strong demand for iPhone? Well, lots of people have, actually, including J.P. Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee. Apple 3.0 ran part of a note he wrote on Monday. It looks like Apple's latest phones are kind of going nuts. According to his note, even though lead times for the base iPhone increased by 12 days week over week, in line with last year, the lead times for the base iPhone 17 are tracking to 26 days, with the highest year-on-year increase across SKUs, implying materially higher demand than the company likely estimated in its planning. Additionally, he adds, demand appears to be tracking ahead of last year for all iPhone SKUs except for the iPhone Air, driving confidence toward higher demand in aggregate year-on-year relative to iPhone 16 last year. Now, it's unclear whether he excludes iPhone Air because it's not doing as well as iPhone Plus did last year, or because there was no iPhone Air last year. I gotta say, I feel like I owe you people an apology. I've let myself down, and I've let you down. All this time, I could have been making air supply jokes. I'll have to work on some. Mr. Chatterjee has an overweight rating on Apple shares. His price target on them is $280. News of another issue with Apple's newest phones. After this weekend's talk of scuffing blue iPhone 16 Pro models and black iPhone Air units, a piece from Mac Rumors says some owners of Apple's latest iPhones are having Wi-Fi trouble. The piece cites hundreds of comments on the Mac Rumors forums, Reddit, and the Apple support community complaining of Wi-Fi connectivity periodically cutting out for each of the latest iPhone models. Specifically, the piece says, affected users said Wi-Fi briefly disconnects and then reconnects after they unlock the iPhone. And since Apple's CarPlay system in vehicles relies on a Wi-Fi connection, the issue can result in CarPlay disconnecting as well. Fingers crossed it is a software issue. Mac Rumor says iOS 26.0.1 is coming soon, though the report says it's unclear if Apple will have identified and implemented a fix in time for that version. While a software fix for Wi-Fi issues likely won't wait until iOS 26.1, that update has begun its journey to the public. A piece from Apple Insider says Apple on Monday seeded the next biggish round of OS updates to developers. That includes the 26.1 versions of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, tvOS, and visionOS. Mere hours after being seeded to developer program members who totally promised not to tell people what they had seen in those builds, the world started hearing a lot about what developers were seeing in those builds. Well, in iOS 26.1, which probably means an iPadOS 26.1 as well. A piece from 9to5 Mac lists some of what's apparently coming. It includes 5 new languages for AirPods Live Translation, 8 new languages for Apple Intelligence features, a swipe gesture to switch songs in the Apple Music Mini Player, UI tweaks for calendar and photos, and support for one of Anthropic's protocols for agentic AI. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. We talked yesterday about how small the Go Ultra is. Size of an Oreo, weighs about a tenth of a pound, mounts anywhere you can stick a magnet, and yet is still able to capture 4K video. Pretty amazing. As for performance, video from a camera you wear or even hold in your hand can sometimes be really shaky. Not Go Ultra. Insta360's flow state stabilization makes even the most active video smooth as can be. Wind can wreak havoc on outdoor audio. Insta360's AI algorithms minimize background noise and clarify the sounds you want to hear. It is a palm-sized 4K powerhouse. Small, versatile, and packed with possibility. If you're ready to go ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code macOS can get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount Go Ultra, where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code macOSCan. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code macOSCan. The UAE might be getting a new Apple store this week. A piece from Mac Rumors says Apple Al Jimmy Mall in the city of Al Ain will open on Thursday, the 25th of September. Anyway, they think it will. The date is said to be according to a new listing for the store in the Apple Store app. The store's page has yet to go live on Apple's website, though, so this date is not guaranteed yet. Personally, I'd feel better about that date if the store's page was up. Still, there does seem to be movement of some sort. The Al Ain location represents something of an expansion for Apple retail. This will be the company's 5th store in the UAE, though only its 3rd city. The other 4 stores are divided between 2 cities, with 2 in Dubai and 2 in Abu Dhabi. Apple's got a decent number of immersive videos headed to its Vision Pro headset. 9to5 Mac highlights 7 new offerings coming to the company's head-worn computer. They include an exploration of Paris produced by the organization The Explorers, a piano performance by Lucas Sternoth produced by the BBC, an Arctic expedition to find emperor penguins produced by CNN, an exploration of an Australian UNESCO World Heritage Site produced by the immersive tech studio Foria, a presentation on the K-pop band Cordis from the South Korean entertainment company HYBE, backcountry skiing from World of Red Bull, and an episode of Elevated flying over the great state of Maine. With the exception of Elevated, 9to5 Mac points out that all of the forthcoming releases come from third-party organizations. The piece says that's notable because, in its young life so far, the Apple immersive video format has been slow to produce new content. But Apple has been working to give third parties the tools to create their own videos tailored for Vision Pro. And finally today, in addition to those seven titles, another piece from 9 to 5 Mac says there is a new Apple Immersive Video out now. Tour de Force is an Apple Immersive Video documentary about MotoGP racing produced by Canal Plus. According to the report, the film follows champion rider Johann Zarco through his rain-soaked motorbike race at the French Grand Prix in Le Mans earlier this year. That ended with him bringing the race's first winner from France in over 70 years. Sorry, I should have said spoiler alert. For folks in France, Tour de Force is available to subscribers through Apple Vision Pro's Canal Plus app. Elsewhere, the video is free through the headset's Apple TV app. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handle by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
And he chainsawed them to bits! Then he put them back together, and then he chainsawed them again. Forever.